Luke, chapter 9. And he called the 12 together, and gave them power and authority over all demons, and to cure diseases. And he sent them forth to preach the kingdom of God, and to heal the sick. And he said to them, Take nothing for your journey, neither staff, nor bag, nor bread, nor money, neither have two coats each. And into whatever house you enter, there stay, and from there depart. And as many as do not receive you, when you depart from that city, shake off the dust from your feet for a testimony against them. And they departed, and went throughout the villages, preaching the good news, and healing everywhere. Now Herod the Tetrarch heard of all that was done, and he was much perplexed, because it was said by some, that John was risen from the dead. And by some, that Elijah had appeared, and by others, that one of the old prophets was risen again. But Herod said, John the first beheaded, but who is this, about whom I hear such things? And he sought to see him. And the apostles, when they returned, declared to him what things they had done. And he took them, and withdrew apart to a city called Bethsaida. But the multitudes perceiving it followed him, and he welcomed them, and spoke to them of the kingdom of God, and those who had need of healing he cured. And the day began to wear away, and the 12 came, and said to him, Send the multitude away, that they may go into the surrounding villages and country, and lodge, and get provisions, for we are here in a desert place. But he said to them, You give them to eat. And they said, We have no more than 5 loaves and 2 fish, except we should go and buy food for all this people. For they were about 5,000 men. And he said to his disciples, Make them sit down in companies, about 50 each. And they did so, and made them all sit down. And he took the 5 loaves and the 2 fish, and looking up to heaven, he blessed them, and broke, and gave to the disciples to set before the multitude. And they ate, and were all filled, and there was taken up that which remained over to them of broken pieces, 12 baskets. And it came to pass, as he was praying apart, the disciples were with him, and he asked them, saying, Who do the multitude say that I am? And they answering said, John the Baptist, but others say, Elijah, and others, that one of the old prophets has risen again. And he said to them, But who do you say that I am? And Peter answering said, The Christ of God. But he charged them, and commanded them to tell this to no man. Saying, The Son of Man must suffer many things, and be rejected of the elders and chief priests and scribes, and be killed, and the third day be raised up. And he said to all, If any man would come after me, let him deny himself, and take up his cross daily, and follow me. For whoever would save his soul will lose it, but whoever will lose his soul for my sake, the same will save it. For what is a man profited, if he gain the whole world, and lose or forfeit his own self? For whoever will be ashamed of me and of my words, of him will the Son of Man be ashamed, when he comes in his own glory, and the glory of the Father, and of the holy angels. But I tell you of a truth, there are some of those who stand here, who will in no way taste of death, until they see the kingdom of God. And it came to pass about 8 days after these sayings, that he took with him Peter and John and James, and went up into the mountain to pray. And as he was praying, the fashion of his countenance was altered, and his raiment became white and dazzling. And look, there talked with him 2 men, who were Moses and Elijah, who appeared in glory, and spoke of his decease which he was about to accomplish at Jerusalem. Now Peter and those who were with him were heavy with sleep, but when they were fully awake, they saw his glory, and the 2 men who stood with him. And it came to pass, as they were parting from him, Peter said to Jesus, Master, it is good for us to be here, and let us make 3 tabernacles, one for you, and one for Moses, and one for Elijah, not knowing what he said. And while he said these things, there came a cloud, and overshadowed them, and they feared as they entered into the cloud. And a voice came out of the cloud, saying, This is my Son, the chosen one, hear him. And when the voice came, Jesus was found alone. And they held their peace, and told no man in those days any of the things which they had seen. And it came to pass, on the next day, when they had come down from the mountain, a great multitude met him. And look, a man from the multitude cried, saying, Teacher, I urge you to look at my son, for he is my only begotten. And look, a spirit takes him, and he suddenly cries out, and it tears him that he foams, and it harshly departs from him, bruising him intensely. And I implored your disciples to cast it out, and they could not. And Jesus answered and said, O faithless and perverse generation, how long shall I be with you, and bear with you? Bring your son here. And as he was yet coming, the demon dashed him down, and tore him grievously. But Jesus rebuked the unclean spirit, and healed the boy, and gave him back to his father. And they were all astonished at the majesty of God. But while all were marveling at all the things which he did, he said to his disciples, "Let these words sink into your ears, for the Son of Man will be delivered up into the hands of men." But they didn't understand this saying, and it was concealed from them, that they should not perceive it, and they were afraid to ask him about this saying. And there arose a reasoning among them, which of them might be the greatest. But Jesus, knowing the reasoning of their heart, took a little child, and set him by his side. And said to them, "Whoever will receive this little child in my name receives me, and whoever will receive me receives him who sent me, for he who is least among all of you, the same is great." And John answered and said, "Master, we saw one casting out demons in your name, and we forbade him, because he does not follow with us." But Jesus said to him, "Don't forbid him, for he who is not against you is for you." And it came to pass, when the days were well near come that he should be received up, he steadfastly set his face to go to Jerusalem. And sent messengers before his face, and they went, and entered into a village of the Samaritans, to make ready for him. And they did not receive him, because his face was as though he were going to Jerusalem. And when the disciples James and John saw this, they said, "Lord, do you want us to bid fire to come down from heaven, and consume them?" But he turned, and rebuked them. And they went to another village. And as they went on the way, a certain man said to him, "I will follow you wherever you go." And Jesus said to him, "The foxes have holes, and the birds of the heaven have nests, but the Son of Man has no place to lay his head." And he said to another, "Follow me." But he said, "Lord, allow me first to go and bury my father." But he said to him, "Leave the dead to bury their own dead, but go you and publish abroad the kingdom of God." And another also said, "I will follow you, Lord, but first allow me to bid farewell to those who are at my house." But Jesus said to him, "No man, having put his hand to the plow, and looking back, is fit for the kingdom of God.